It is January 31st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from JLN. Today's lead story in the Washington Post by Eli Saslow, titled "The Moral Calculations of a Billionaire," is a lengthy, well-written piece telling the story of Leon Cooperman, the son of an immigrant plumber who died of a heart attack while carrying a sink up the stairs of a four-story building. Leon Cooperman would go on to become a Wall Street trader and a hedge fund manager. Cooperman and his wife don't spend money like other billionaires and pledge to give 90% of their wealth away. And he continues to work, making more money, not for his use or amusement, but simply to give away to people he doesn't know. He is also asking some of the politicians who are critical of billionaires, "What did I do wrong?" It is well worth the read. He believes that the American dream, while more difficult today, is still achievable, a belief I also hold. When the BSTX was approved for trading by the SEC, there were more than 30 stories published about it in everything from Bloomberg Law to Finextra to the Sherwood News to the Trade News to Benzinga and more. Did you know about the non-fungible tokens that are called the Bored Ape Yacht Club? An article in MelMagazine.com by Eddie King asked the question, is America's biggest NFT full of alt-right red flags? The sub-headline is, "Bored Ape Yacht Club is a favorite of Jimmy Kimmel, Steph Curry, and countless VCs, but one artist argues that the NFT is hiding neo-Nazi imagery and racist dog whistles. It's an interesting take on how this technology could be used to influence more than we know." Well, this is not good news. Fast Company has a story that climate change could cause the world to lose half of its best coffee-growing land under a moderate climate change scenario. This, of course, would lead to higher prices. Brazil, the world's largest coffee producer, would see its most suitable coffee-growing land decline by 79%. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Zweig has a story titled, "The Two Things to Do When the Stock Market Gets Crazy." Neither one of them is changing your underwear, which seems strange to me, and neither was checking the veracity of your quotes, which is something people often do. Is it me, or does there seem to be compensation fixing in CEO pay at the biggest banks? Why are all the CEOs of the largest global investment banks being paid $35 million for 2021? Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon was joined by Morgan Stanley's James Gorman at the magic $35 million figure. Somehow JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon only earned $34.5 million in 2021. The Wall Street Journal has a commentary we can all use, "How to Find and Keep Friends, a Guide for Middle Age. Meeting new people and prioritizing friendships you already have are doable even in a prolonged pandemic, but friendship coaches say you have to make an effort," according to the subheadline. Thank you to Laura Harper Powell and Bruce Tupper for their signed copy of the book RegTech, SoupTech, and Beyond, Innovation in Financial Services from Risk Books. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Stock market sell-off worries investors and regulators. Adam Dell launches Domain Money. CME announces records. This is The Spread from John Lothian News. You can watch it on JohnLothianNews.com. From the Wall Street Journal, "Who Really Got Rich from the GameStop Revolution?" During a revolt against Wall Street, some pros still figured out a way to win. When Reddit became the rowdy center of the investing universe last January, its co-founder, Alexis Ohanian, called the frenzy a revolution and a chance for Joe and Jane America, the retail buyers of stock, to flex back and push back. Maybe one day, he mused, the members of Reddit's Wall Street Bets Forum could do more than just ambush hedge funds. They could outperform those highly paid investors. My comment, anyone can make money, but can you keep it? Here's a story from Barron's. White House wants crypto rules as a matter of national security. The Biden administration is preparing to release an executive action that will task federal agencies with regulating digital assets such as Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as a matter of national security. A person familiar with the White House's plan tells Barron's. My comment, this could be very disruptive to the crypto space. It is something to watch. And here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the Financial Times, the curious case of rising stocks in the nighttime, which was also our staff pick in the JLN Weekend Review. Second was CNBC's Here's How Much Money You Have to Earn to Be in the Top 1% in Every State for the fourth time in the top three. And third was another Financial Times story, ex-Deutsche Bank's traders have LIBOR rigging convictions overturned. Now, here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. As previously noted, the moral convictions of a billionaire. After the best year in history to be among the super rich, one of America's 745 billionaires wonders, what's enough? What's the answer? The stock market had been open for only 17 minutes when Leon Cooperman picked up the phone to check how much money he'd made. He dialed a private line to his trading desk in New Jersey, just as he did a dozen times each day. Decent start to the morning, he asked. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Crypto's tornado cash fans money laundering fears. Maybe tip of the iceberg. On January 17th, with cryptocurrency prices being widely routed by risk aversion, Crypto.com flagged a security incident that caused the operation to freeze withdrawals. Days later, the Singapore-based exchange announced that hackers had stolen at least $15 million worth of Ethereum ETH tokens and potentially as much as $33 million, according to independent estimates, but pledged to reimburse those affected. Crypto.com faulted some accounts for a lack of two-factor authentication for the breach, but didn't provide many other details. And here's the last story, this one from Politico. SEC's crypto crusade at risk in looming legal battles. In 2021, the SEC went after crypto. In 2022, crypto is coming for the SEC. Securities and Exchange Commissioner Chair Gary Gensler has vowed to rein in what he's dubbed Wild West abuses in the $1.6 trillion market. Industry leaders flush with cash and deep-pocketed investors following a trading boom in Bitcoin and other digital assets are aiming their lawyers at the sheriff of Wall Street in an intensifying legal fight. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial of our daily email at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.